Old King Cole was a jolly old soul, master in all by his learning. He ate cornbread till his head turned red, and his old yellow cap needs darning. A pretty little pink once did think that I and you would marry, but now I've lost all hope of you, and I ain't got long to tarry. I'll take my musket on my back, my knapsack on my shoulder. We'll march our way to Mexico, enlist and be a soldier. Where the coffee grows on the white oak tree, and the rivers they run brandy. Where the boys are pure as a lump of gold, and the girls are sweet as candy. You may go on, and I'll turn back to the place where we first parted. We'll open up the ring and choose a couple in, and we hope they'll come free-hearted.
Hope they'll come free-hearted. It's a wonderful phrase.
Yeah.
They
were pretty
again.
Bashful in those days, I guess.
They were bashful and took a song to do it.
Yeah.
You spoke of your father's knowledge of so many songs. And in this chapter here, I find out exactly how some of our songs first came into the family. How Little Devil was introduced in the cornfield. How the Forbidden Gourd Fiddle kept alive one of our prettiest love songs. And how I go cow hunting and find Fair Ellen, The Hangman, a lonesome meeting house tune. And you mentioned Old Virginia,
That's right.
Virginia
yes,
blues.
By the time I came along, of course, my being the 14th in a family of 14, I just took for granted that we'd always known all these songs. And until I got to talking to my father, and I learned that even as a young man, he was interested in the song, so that he had a little printing press at one time, just after he was married, and he put out a little book called Old Favorite Songs Our Grandmothers Sang and Other Popular Airs, or some such title as that. And he included such songs as Lord Thomas in it, and
Fair Ellender,
and I Was Born in Old Virginia, which is one that he himself had pieced together in the community. He had he knew a part of it, and he knew that John S. Combs, our neighbor, and his very good friend, knew the rest of it, so he talked about one night when he went up there and got John S. to sing it for him and wrote it down, so that even my father, without knowing what a scholarly thing he was doing, was a folk song collector in his young days. Old Virginia was one of the very pretty love songs. I think it sort of bridges the gap between the old English style and the new mountain or sort of almost hillbilly style that was beginning to come in. Not exactly hillbilly, but it was more of the sort of shout song or holler song that got to be popular in the mountains along about that style.
What about that word?
Even pre-hillbilly.
If I may just for a moment, a parenthetical question here. You mentioned the word hillbilly, and you mentioned here the phrase itself. Is this a phrase that is a derogatory phrase, hillbilly? Is it resented by mountain people?
Well, yes, it is. Hillbilly is, well, it's the same as saying an Okie or a Hoosier or, you know, in another state. It's humorous and sort of pokes fun at the mountain people. I think a hillbilly, you think of a hillbilly as being somebody who, like the cartoon, the mountain boys that lie around and they never do any work, and they have a jug and they're barefooted. And
a caricature.
Yeah, that's right.
Of a mountain person.
Of course we resent this because we're really not like that at all. But I've got so I can laugh at it. I think it's kind of funny, and I don't get as mad as I used to.
But the term has been pretty much accepted now. It's part of the language now, and so it's lost its derogatory meaning. Is
yes.
That it?
Well, some people still get pretty stirred up at it, I guess. But it's more humorous to me than it is derogatory now. I think mountaineer is a much more dignified way of saying it.
Uh-huh. Well, let's say then this song. East Virginia blues, you say, is sort of spans the gap between.
I started to say that, then I took it back because it's not really a hillbilly style. It's more on the style of the old things that preceded the hillbilly style, and that was the hollers. You know, the holler songs or the shouty songs that boys would sing when they were out by themselves, going up and down the roads when only the mountains listened, and you know they sort of like to yell out on something loud, and get it thrown back to them. But, however, this is not really a holler. As I say, it's partly old English style, and this was just a sort of a hint of this new style that was coming in when my father was young. The latest rock and roll of 1893. I was born in old Virginny, to North Carolina I did go. I fell in love with a pretty fair maiden, and her name I did not know. Her hair was of some bright, some color, her cheeks were
I know what you mean, really, when you said, you first said, in a way it bridges the gap, even though it's holler in its manner, yet the words
are
a poignant
old, yes.
Old English, like in some dark valley. Isn't that something that changed to in some dark holler?
Sometimes, yes, in the East Virginia blues, I think it's some dark holler.